Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio once again, Katie Schweitzel, who is the director, let me get this, Library Services Coordinator.
Yes, good morning.
You're not a director, you're only a coordinator.
That's true.
The Library Services Coordinator. So before we go on, and she's from the Palmer Library here, and before we go on, explain what a Library Services Coordinator does. Let's start there.
Sure. Well, a lot of libraries are large enough where they've got different people overseeing their adult collection, their kids collection, their teen collection. And our library is small, so to kind of make the best out of overseeing everything, it just gets clumped under one position. So I get to oversee all of the programming at the library.
Okay.
As well as our children's collection. And so I guess my title just encompasses overseeing a variety of programming, not just children's, but then also overseeing our children's department collection.
Sounds like a lot of responsibility.
I suppose it is, but I really enjoy it.
No, not
at all. I really, really enjoy it. And I welcome feedback, and folks let us know kind of what works and what doesn't. And so that helps a lot. I enjoy it.
And just before we go on to all of those details that you're going to provide, I point out that whenever I want to know about the library, I can go to the website, and you have a very interesting website that's got all kinds of information about what's happening immediately and programs and the rest of it, and that can be reached a variety of ways. It's if you go to the City of Palmer website, over on the left-hand side, there's a place where you can click and go from that website, but also there is a specific PPLAK.org. So that's the Palmer Public Library, PPLAK, Palmer Public Library, AK, abbreviated, .org, and you can go there directly.
Yes, we take a lot of pride and put a lot of priority into our website. We want it to be a true resource where at any moment you can pull up our website and have accurate information about what's going on today, tomorrow, or any services that are available ongoing. And I guess throughout history and experience, we've learned there are several Palmer Public Libraries throughout the United States. So we have to put Alaska on everything we do. And it still gets a mix up where just in a quick search, folks will look to see what's going on at Palmer Library and then come in for some programs that are occurring in Maine or
some other place, right?
Georgia or something. Yeah. And so we try so hard to make sure Alaska's all over our information.
So good. That's good. Now we know where we are and how to get to the information. What do you have to tell us about today?
Well, we are in the midst of wrapping up another summer of summer reading program. So we are fresh off of our party and rolling into thanking our volunteers today. So we are coming off of another summer of excellent turnout and programming and a lot of fun stuff going on at the library.
Okay. And you said today, for example, and I've noticed other people have mentioned they have gone by the library and they've noted a lot of activity outside, as in particularly in the summer, as well as inside. And that means that the summer continues to be a very busy time for the library.
It does. We work really hard to fill a little bit of a gap in the community when children and families perhaps have more time on their hands with maybe not a lot of things going on. And so we do our best to provide something for all ages that's free, that's of interest. Maybe we can sneak something educational in there. I prefer to be outside in the summer when we can, so we do as much outside as we can for whatever programming allows to get everyone outside at the library and attending something hopefully that's entertaining but also a bit educational as well.
Okay, very good. So you have a list there. Speak more.
I do. So we program very heavily in June and July, and then August is typically a transition month for us where we're transitioning out of summer programming and gearing up for the school year. And so I just recently released what we have going on in August and September. And so some of our school age things slow down a bit. However, That leaves a lot of time for some of our other ongoing programs where foreign and independent film picks up again. And starting August 11th at 7, we will have those going on throughout the school year. We have our college and high school programming still carrying on through August, so that'll be going strong throughout the month. The library is offering an open room for scrapbooking. Some folks in the community came forward about how they really enjoy their hobbies but simply have no space or time at home. So the library created some space and welcomes people to come in and basically just use our room and our tables and everything that we have available. And it's all free. You're just welcome to simply come in and craft and enjoy whose company might be there as well. And so that's going on throughout the month of August. And then we roll right back into our programs beginning in September. So we just pick up heavy again. And throughout the school year, we'll have ongoing programming for kids that are babies on through the school year, or up through the school ages, I should say.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And any big projects that are going to, in terms of, you mentioned a room that's been created. Are there any other things happening to the library building or grounds in terms of construction or other things like that?
Yeah, with the end of summer kind of on the horizon, it's brought a little bit of a push to get some other projects taken care of before winter settles in. So right now, we don't have a boiler at the library.
Good. It's a good thing it's sort of warm outside.
It's true. It's true. We are glad that it's done before winter hits, but our heating and cooling systems have needed some assistance for quite a while. So this is the summer where it's getting gutted and replaced.
Oh.
And so hopefully patrons don't notice too much. Most of it's going on in the back of the library, but we've got a couple rooms completely pulled apart and people coming and going. I can't imagine what they're up to, but
they're
long
doing
story
things.
Short, the boiler's getting replaced.
Okay.
And so I hope the biggest impact would just be the heat might feel a little warm or a little cool from time to time, depending on the weather, but it should be short term and done here pretty soon.
Okay. Now, the other thing about the library is that you have provided Wi-Fi over the years, et cetera. Is there any change to that? Or just remind listeners who might not be familiar, what are the guidelines? What are the services that are provided if you want to use the internet, either with equipment there mm-hmm. or by bringing your own?
Sure. So we're very happy to provide free public access with Wi-Fi at the library. And as you mentioned, folks are welcome to simply bring in whatever their device or computer is and use our Wi-Fi. Something we were kind of happy to learn is you don't actually have to be in the building to access Wi-Fi. So on a beautiful day, you can stretch out in the grass and stream away or check out all the reservations you need. And if you happen to not have a computer at home or any devices, we make those available for free at the library as well. And so it's very very simple to check out. You kind of have your choice of access, whether you want an iPad, a laptop, a desktop computer, and anyone's welcome to come in and access and use the internet for what you might need.
Okay.
And so, yep, that's always available. And like I said, even if we're closed and you still need access, you're welcome to come to the library grounds and you should still be able to access our Wi-Fi to get online.
Very good. Mike Malewski here with Katie Schweitzel, who's the Library Services Coordinator for the Palmer Public Library in Palmer, Alaska. Anything else on your list?
We have some closures coming up. Our staff will undergo some training starting next week. So Tuesday, August 1st, we have very limited hours. We will be closed until 4 p.m. So on Tuesday, August 1st, if you care to visit the library, please come see us between 4 and 6 p.m., otherwise, we'll be closed and in training and not be able to help. And we also close down at the end of August. The State Fair Parade uses a lot of the area around the library to stage their parade. And also some carnivals and things that go on with that.
Sure.
And so on Saturday, August 26th, the library will be closed to turn over the area to the State Fair festivities.
Okay. I know in the past you've had some coordination with the Palmer Museum of History and Art. Do you still do anything of that sort with any of the holdings from the museum?
We do. We absolutely do. Selena's been great overseeing, I guess, the rotation of pieces that come through the library. And so they are still very active and will come out and switch out the different artwork that we have in the library and what they might have in storage. And so that's continuing strong, and it's really great with tourist season still in swing. You kind of forget what you have sometimes, kind of how neat or valuable it can be, and then people come in with new, fresh eyes, and then it's been very nice to have it displayed throughout the library because we find a lot of excitement, and tourists just generally coming in, maybe they just want to poke around, maybe they're getting out of the weather, or again, checking on reservations and tickets, but they end up staying to browse, and we have one room dedicated at the library for Alaskan books, Alaskan authors. There's a lot of kind of neat Alaskan things in there. And so we've noticed people spending quite a bit of time in there throughout the summer, just soaking it up and having a place to be.
Okay. Last time I think we spoke about the book drop out on the curb. Was there something changed there?
We have desperately been wanting to get some sort of coverage or shelter for our book drops. And so we're working and trying to get as creative as we can to come up with something that can be easily maintained and serve the purpose of covering it. So you had mentioned a phone booth style kind of a look. And so we are working as much as we can with our public works department to see. We get kind of the creative ideas going, and then they'll come in and say, well, that'll be really hard to clear sidewalks or, not enough clearance for heads and things like that.
Sure.
And so as we can, we kind of get back to the drawing board, comb through different articles online to see what we can find to make it covered. It helps protect the books when weather happens and you have to open the book drop and take them out. But also for people coming and going, it's just nice not to get dumped on when you're returning books. So we're still at it. We haven't forgotten. We're just trying to settle on a design that works to maintain, but also serves the purpose of protecting and kind of sheltering that area.
Well, okay. Well, here's another idea.
Yes. We like them. So.
Well, what color is the book drop?
There are two. There's a bright blue one for any sort of audiovisual materials and a bright silver one for books.
Okay. So here's one idea that popped into my head. I'll explain why later, but basically, how about a little contest for painting those two with perhaps some kids who would provide some designs, and you would just, with perhaps some of the assistance of some artists or even with the designs that were prepared, just paint them with figures from well-known books.
I love it. We are completely open to that, and it seems we have a very artistic community, and so you're right. I don't think that would be too much of a stretch to have some families who would be very interested and enjoy seeing the artwork out there as well.
Okay. And let me extend this.
Okay.
As I was looking through a magazine recently and came across an article that described this in another library, in another place, it's some distance away. And what they did, I know that in the library, there's a children's section. And in that library, there are also windows. And what they did was they used an acrylic paint, which was mixed with soap for easy removal. And they had kids paint characters from well-known books on the windows.
I bet the kids loved it, too.
Oh, they had a great time.
They could paint windows. Yeah,
you get to paint the windows. And again, with a little bit of assistance, perhaps, it might be an outline of some sort. But it could range, I think, anywhere from, Mickey Mouse to Harry Potter to whatever. But you paint it on so that it's easy to remove.
Yeah.
Washes off pretty well under supervision, covering the books, et cetera. But it would be, I just looked at that and I said, wow. What a great thing, again, to put together and have a window painting day at the library.
Yeah, I love the idea. Something we really embrace is trying to foster excitement amongst the kids when they visit the library.
Sure.
So ideas like that are perfect, where they're excited to be there. You maybe get to do something you can't do at home. Who gets to paint their windows or their walls at home?
Yeah, right.
And then I guess our hope at the end of the day is to have planted a seed with those kids, that the library is a place for them, that they're welcome and there's something for them to do there. They're welcome to be kids and right. It's okay. And so we love ideas like that. And we okay. love that sort of feedback because it serves our purpose of making kids welcome and excited to be at the library.
All right. Well, just throwing that one out. And if listeners have other ideas, obviously you've heard Katie say, give them to the library.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It's a community arrangement here. It's not just for any one group of people. It's for everybody. There are kids there. There are older people there. There are people of all ages. There are tourists, et cetera. So how, just as we're finishing up here, Mike Malevsky with Katie Schweitzall, again from the library, the Palmer Public Library for Inside the City. Contact and communication with other libraries around. You know, there are libraries in Sutton and so on, a library at the college. You're still maintaining a connection with all of those, right?
Absolutely. Those connections are invaluable. We definitely consider ourselves to be team library and a collaboration. And so we work a lot with the libraries you mentioned. Definitely the libraries in our area, as it seems, our experiences are much more similar. But then to take it broader and look across the nation at some trends that are going on in the library world. And the library community is very collaborative and willing to share. And it seems everyone's on board with wanting to serve the community, enhance what your services are. Mm-hmm. And so we do. We are in constant touch with all the libraries around, wondering what works, what doesn't work, who do you have coming in? Hey, have you guys noticed this happening at your library? And there is a lot of teamwork and a lot of support amongst all the libraries in the area. And I think it only serves the community better. I think it's lovely. And hopefully it's a more cohesive experience for patrons who might bounce around to different libraries to not find 20 different sets of policies and fines and fees and check out whatever. They're able to visit the area libraries and have the same experience at each place and not be surprised by differences.
Right. Okay. And as we finish up, it's always interesting to me to think about the numbers. Do you find that the numbers in the different categories of people are up or changing, or what's happening? How many people are coming through there?
It's amazing. On any given day, our hours vary throughout the week. So there's a couple days a week where we're not open for very long. It's maybe a 4-hour day. But nonetheless, we'll have 300 people come through. On some of the days we're open longer, it's not uncommon to have 700 or 900 people come through. And so these are people either accessing internet, they're coming in to use other services, or simply just to check out and return books. And so we're never quite sure what the visitors are up to, but nonetheless, there's a lot of traffic that comes through. And so we are always looking for ways to better capture those numbers because the numbers mean a lot. They transfer into support for the library.
Right.
And so without being kind of obnoxious or pestering for numbers, Beth just recently installed a new door counter that previously had not been counting anyone who came in simply to use the meeting room. And so those numbers matter and they translate into support. And so hopefully it was nothing the patrons noticed, but behind the scenes, we're able to gather better statistics and have a better understanding for who comes to our library and what purposes they're coming for, and just to get a better understanding of our traffic.
Okay. And it would not be a good interview without mention of the Friends of the Library.
It's true. I definitely wanted to take a moment to thank them. Without their support, we would not be able to offer the programs and many of the services that we're able to provide. So we definitely want to give a lot of credit and thanks to Friends. They sponsor almost our entire summer reading program. And also, we were able to get a lot of support this year from our local Kiwanis Club, our Palmer Lions Club. And the Masons in town as well have all done a lot to contribute to our summer reading program. And they're able to just offset the cost where it keeps it free and a lot easier for friends to support as well when it's the burden shared by more folks, I suppose. But it means a lot to me that people can come visit us and participate all summer long and it never hits their wallet. It was thanks to those groups in town.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you. Well, any last comment before we finish up today, Katie?
Well, again, thanks to everyone who supports and donates to the library. Summer reading program has wrapped up, but there's still plenty going on. So please come on down and see us.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here with another edition of Inside the City. And today we've been happy to have Katie Schweitzall, who's the Library Services Coordinator of the Palmer City Library, come in. Have a good day today.